May all beings be happy, may all beings be healthy, may all beings be free from harm, may all beings love life, may all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kuuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today I'm going to read an excerpt from a Shunyu Suzuki lecture. I've just opened up Kuuk Archives Instagram on my laptop, and I'm just going to pick one for today and one for tomorrow and record them right now and get packed. Which won't take me long. We're going to spend two nights away at a guest villa, whatever you call it. I'm never quite sure what to say. Like a guest villa. It's called Floating Leaf Echo Villa. And it's in Sukhavati here in Bali. And one thing I really like about living here, I've really gotten tired of being in cars and going a long distance. This is about 25-minute ride. And there's not a lot of traffic still because of COVID and the lack of, you know, tourists. All the activity that brings on. It's a really nice place. They have yoga retreats there. It's in the middle of rice fields. And there's some really good rice field walks there. You know, there's like an official one where they have a paved walkway. Goes quite, you know, it's a few kilometers. And one of the offshoots goes over to the river, which is really nice. And you can just go out and walk in rice fields. Local people don't go do that for fun because, the other day I can't remember why they said it, but there was some free association thing. And it said, well, imagine, oh, I know it was, meditation thing or something. We're doing, you know, not an official one. We're not a class. Said, well, imagine you're walking through a beautiful rice field. And the person said, snakes. there are five different types of cobras here and a few other lethal snakes. But, you know, you hardly ever see them. Anyway, we're going to go there, and I can work there, but I didn't want to do a podcast there because I don't want to bring this mic and all that, and it doesn't do as good a job if I don't use this setup I've got here at home. So that's all. So. Look, let's see what happens if I move over here to Kuuk Archives Instagram. Now, here's a quote from a lecture Junya Suzuki gave on August 20th, 1967. He gave that at Tassajara. That was the first practice period, and we were studying the Heart Sutra. The Heart Sutra, we were studying Edward Kansei's translation. It might be a book called Buddhist Wisdom Books. It's in the big bibliography on Kuuk.com. I mean, I don't have an extensive Buddhist bibliography. I have the ones sort of a, mainly I have, you know, books related to Shunyu Suzuki, books by students or people involved, people I know through, almost entirely through Zen Center. And then some of the key books in the past going down to, I think it's called Buddhist Wisdom Books. Edward Kaze was the, but I'm not sure, and I'm not going to check it. It's the Heart Sutra and the Diamond Sutra, two of the fundamental short sutras in the large Prajna Paramita collection. Kanze was the great authority on Nagarjuna, Prajna Paramita literature, which he called the crowning glory of the human cortex. he was German. I think he was of German and English descent, but he was in Germany. And as I recall, he said he published a book on communism in 1933 in Germany and then promptly left the country and went to England and, you know, came to America. And he was a cranky old guy. Rick Levine, Shunyu Suzuki's student, became an assistant to Kanze and was very close. And Kanze loved Rick. And that, you know, that was a really good experience for Rick and Kanze. So, one thing about what we studied was that is a nightmare for a writer who wants people to buy books is that every student at this practice period, there was quite a few, was issued a photocopy of the book. and it wasn't real high quality, you know. So, you know, that's why artists are starving. It was happening back then. Why writers are starving. But basically artists and writers. Like being a gambler, I can tell you that. It's being a gambler, every once in a while you might do something that brings you in a little income, but I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are artists and writers that are doing it because they're compelled to. That's the way I am. I never thought about a career. I never thought about being a writer or being an historian or any of that stuff. It's just, you know, one day I'd say, oh, I want to do this and do that. And I don't know. I really don't think there's a me here who is driving all this. It's just part of the flux and flow of creation. So anyway, here's what Shunyu Suzuki had to say in a couple of the sentences of that lecture. He says, so all four statements are actually the same. Now, I'm going to tell you what the four statements are. Form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. Form is emptiness, and emptiness is form. So, you know, the Heart Sutra and the Prajna Paramita literature is a great deal of it focuses on form and emptiness. I mean, it's sort of like, I like to call Nagarjuna the godfather of emptiness. And, but, you know, it emphasizes that form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. But also form is form. Emptiness is emptiness. So, you know, I'd hear those things back then and go, Anyway, they're driving home that it's not two separate, like, they're not really places. They're not really, it'd be hard to say. We really can't name what they are. You know, there's something we call form or phenomena. And emptiness. And sometimes they'll call emptiness the mother of form in a way, in different ways. But the essential thing is that form and emptiness are one. Now, in the, I'd say, New Thought Christianity that I was raised on, it was emphasized that body and mind are one, and that mind is God. So very much the same. I was lucky. So here's what Suzuki says. So all four statements are actually the same. Whether you say form is form, or emptiness is emptiness, or form is emptiness, or emptiness is form, one statement is enough for you. This is true understanding of Prajnaparamita. One statement is enough for you. This is true understanding. I tell you, there are certainly a lot of Buddhist teachers and scholars that would go, what? But that's quintessential Suzuki. And I was never a very good student, and I was never good at reading philosophy. It bored me to death. And, but I was always close with all the intellectuals and all the smart people who read a ton and everything. And I read, and I was really into, the material, the sort of hip material, the cutting edge stuff people were reading. You know, I read J.D. Salinger was easy to read, but I didn't have as good an intellectual understanding of things. A lot of my friends, this is including in high school, get a friend to tell me, well, how do you see this, whatever we were studying? And I tended to have much simpler understanding. So when I ran across a teacher, when they're going, form is form, emptiness is form, is emptiness, emptiness is form. There's some people that really get a good understanding of that. And I just sort of go, wow, And then he says, one statement's enough for you. This is a true understanding. I go, oh boy, he's my teacher. Okay. This has been a Kuke Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Kuke Audio and Kuke Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Senor with Dogged Bandita, Feline Kachita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.